You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
All of this in his conversation about load management, it was on NBC with Mike Tirico.
Quickly, the point about Tirico made a good point of clarifying. It's not necessarily that he would have or a player would sit out game 5 of the NBA Finals. It's just an example of what if he felt that way in a game in February? Okay, I don't want to play. But then I start playing and being like, okay, I kind of got it. And yeah, now I can contribute.
I got to tell you guys, I hated Michael Jordan for years. The heart of my childhood, the Bad Boys.
Yep.
I despised him because of what, you know,
how great he was.
Yeah, but the rivalry and the bad blood and all that. And it took me years to admit he was the best player ever. It was actually after he retired. I was finally like, I got to concede. I'm holding biases against him.
Yep.
This made me like him more.
There's no question. Because you get him to talk about the competitive nature, what made him the greatest of all time. And it was the fact that he went out there every single night and wanted to prove that he was a great player. He wanted to win, and that's what mattered, is the game that was that day. He wanted to win versus, and he won, obviously, plenty of championships, plenty of MVPs. Like, that's what separates him. Whenever we talk about, and I know we don't want to get into this discussion, the greatest of all time. Is it LeBron or is it MJ?
Well, that's compared to the other greatest of all time. We kind of did this yesterday with Otani, but you Brady, the fuel in the Brady Six, if you saw the documentary, like it still drove him at that point that who got drafted ahead of him, much like Amon-Ra St. Brown, you know, and brought him to tears years later in that interview. Like the meaning. I know Wayne Gretzky, when he lost his first Stanley Cup final, he went and to see what the Islanders were just, hey, are they celebrating? How's this go? And they were all sitting on their locker room floors exhausted.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's when I knew what I needed to do.
Mm-hmm. And there's also this thing of in some athletes, and I think we are missing a lot of it today. Not every single guy, but we're missing it today in regards to, I just want to go out there and maybe I can show that I can play with an injury because no one else will. And you just want to show that you're bigger, badder, tougher, and better than everyone else.
I want to say that I half am wondering if this is a pivot from NBC took over the broadcast rights.
Yes.
The league has this problem and people don't like it. Let's get the greatest player of all time as the season starts to say how he feels about it. You got Barkley saying it. If we're moving towards a pivot here, especially with the gambling crap that happened.
Well, that's another entirely important topic for them to grapple with. But some of this, you got to be careful because it can very easily turn into old guys saying it was better than they when they played. And that's a huge issue with a lot of the NBA coverage right now, is a lot of these former players who just dump on the current game today beyond load management. So if it ends up in that category where it's like old guy shaking his fist, back in my day, we played 82 games, then you end up dumping on the current product, and it doesn't help the product to do that.
So it has a lot of get off my lawn arguments.
Yeah.
But the wild card here is when you take your 10-year-old.
Correct.
And he doesn't get to see who he should see because he's a healthy scratch. Kids understand injuries. Oh, disappointment. You know, when Jordan sat out the 65 games for injury the 1 year, a bunch of tickets were bought to see Michael Jordan, the rising star in the game. You don't get it because of the injury. The kids understand that.
How about these ticket texts? I think there's a bunch of good ideas here. Text says, what if you could only load management players 10 plus years into the league? Vets earn the right to have an off day on a back-to-back, but not just any old superstar can do it. It says, how about this? If they're a healthy scratch, they miss the game check.
It should be part of it. Yeah, I mean, it's if you're buying a ticket, you don't get to refund your ticket.
Guys, it's too easy to make the playoffs. That's what allows these teams to get away with doing this, because there's really no, like, okay, yeah, we're going to forfeit the game or you know, put ourselves in a position to lose the game. Who cares? There's 82 of them. We're going to lose 30 plus.
Yeah.
It's just all part of the long season. This one says NBA players should not be able to healthy scratch when they're on the road. You want to do it at home where you have all these home games and your fans have all these chances to see him? Great. But if it's the only time LeBron goes to Detroit or the only time that Steph goes to Detroit, can't be a healthy scratch. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think these are all great ideas. It just goes back to the mindset of the modern NBA. Where it's not that, you know, not 82 games isn't important.
Flat out, you're right, yeah.
And that's what drives me nuts. And that's why I make it a point to try and go to an NFL game. I make it a point to try and go to Major League Baseball games. I make it a point to try and get down to a hockey game. I don't make it a point to go to the Pistons. I could do my job by watching them on TV.
Correct.
And I just don't. I'm not as big of an NBA fan because I just think it's not as tough of an athlete that you are going to watch.
Jason in Ann Arbor, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I feel like it's more of an investment for the teams. Like back then in 92, Jordan was making $3.2 million. And if you calculate that to now, that's only $7 million. All these players are making so much money, it's an investment for the teams. But I also wonder, how is this any more different from when the NFL players sit out at the end of the season?
Well, I agree with you. I don't like that either. Like if they're going to sit out because they've already got the number one seed locked up, and do they play in game 17 or, you know, week 18 at this time? And we saw, I mean, Dan Campbell and company had that opportunity. They didn't do that when they played San Francisco a couple years ago.
Right. It was a point of pride. They really wanted that one. A couple quick ticket texts here. Very boomer take by John and Gov. Oh, it's not what I grew up with, therefore it's bad. Either evolve or don't watch.
No, it's that the value that I have of going out there and playing every single night. You're making $60 million.
I'd say if maybe to that person, go watch The Last Dance if you haven't seen it. The competitive nature of the sport simply isn't what it used to be.
No.
Because of these things we're talking about.
And Jordan played at a time when it was a much more physical game.
Yeah, and I don't think that all needs to come back necessarily.
No, I'm not saying that.
It got too violent. The NBA got too violent at one point there.
Sure, but if they could do it, why can't the athletes today do it?
Isn't load management what the Lions are doing with Decker?
No. They're nursing his injury.
It's a legitimate injury.
Nursing an injury is not load management.
Load management is healthy scratch.
Load management is you're not on the injury report.
Right.
Right. But you're not going to play.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Because you're tired.
And this one says, if on the subject of load management, if Mel Tucker was a believer, he'd still be the Spartan coach. Clue number three for Name That Lion.
God.
Oh. You knew we were going to get one of those today. Clue number three for Name That Lion. I had 100-plus yard interception return touchdown as a member of the Detroit Lions. Greg? If you can name... what he said. If you can name that lion, you win a pair of tickets to see them play the New York Giants. You've gotten three clues over the last 60 minutes of radio. It's up to you if you can name that lion. Call in 248-539-9797. Something or nothing. The Wings hot start next, 97.1.
Injury attorney David Feminino is the guy you want to call if you've ever hurt in an accident. But what he really wants, what we all want, is for all of us to be safe. He knows how tragic accidents can be. That's why he started David's Driving Edge, to spread awareness about distracted driving and help us with all the tips that he's learned to be better prepared on the road. If we can prevent accidents before they happen, that's where the real win is. Learn more at getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge. That's getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Something or nothing. Red Wings have won 7 of their first 10 hockey games. First time they've done that in 15 years. Something or nothing. They beat the Blues last night. That was Ken Cal on the call. Dylan Larkin, 16 points in 10 games. Pacing from north of 100-point season would be the best of his career. DeBrincat goals in the last couple games here now, starting to heat up. And that was the best road game they've played all year. Our question, John, something or nothing?
Well, I mean, when you put it all in context, it's early. We get that. But when you look at the way that Dylan Larkin has performed early in the season, you look at the way the young guys have come out, and it's, I don't think that you can look and say, well, that was a mistake. Shouldn't have been up. Like, they're all, yeah, are they as good as they're going to be? No. But they're performing as they should. I think it certainly is something. I'm not going to sit here and say that it means they make the playoffs, because what has been the big issue?
M-A-R-C-H.
March. You can say it. It's okay. But there needs to be follow through. One of the things I'm happiest about, or I'm most pleased to see, is the way that Todd McClellan is coaching this team. Game one, laid an egg, and he wasn't going to stand for it. What do? They come out and they respond. You lose a couple of games on the road. What does he do? He addresses it. He's holding these players accountable, and it's each guy is going to be held to a different standard, right? You're not going to hold a rookie, a first-year guy, a 20-year-old to the same standard that you're going to hold Dylan Larkin to, or DeBrincat, or Kane when he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You are, and that's what I really like about what I'm seeing from Todd McClellan.
I do like what I'm seeing and hearing from Todd McClellan. He holds the team accountable. He's kind of like, it's like the Iditarod. He's got all the dogs mushing in the right direction, and he keeps them on course.
And it's not the, oh, shucks with Derek Lalonde. Like, everyone's getting better, and we'll see what we can do.
No, and I think there's a couple things to note. Their last home game, where they came back down 4-0, that was a moment where things could have gone south in a hurry, because you lose that game and then you hit the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, oh boy, you're going to undo all of the hot start. Instead, they win that hockey game. They have more of a backbone, and I think that comes from their head coach. I think that's one way to put it. But I'm not willing to say this is something. the fact that he's had to challenge the team publicly twice in 10 games.
I think everybody is glad that you're sticking to your guns.
Just hear me out, okay? We had Yzerman on, and it's not like he was flaunting their 5-1 start.
Nor should he.
Right, so what I don't want to do is say this is something yet, because they still have to go. I think this is going to be a very telling stretch. They're going to have two West Coast trips before Christmas. One is starting right now. They're going to have some back-to-backs. They're going to play the Vegas Golden Knights. They're going to play the Kings and the Ducks, who have been at least competent hockey teams to start the year. I'm not willing to go there yet. And then they also have a Western Canada trip. I'm just not there yet.
Jim, just keep piling on, because the reverse disco is working so far, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I think it is a little something. Like, I've been a critic of Dylan Larkin, and he's playing phenomenally. He looks like a top-line center.
Yeah, you've been kind of whispering about, well, if that doesn't go well, should they trade this guy? And he's playing the best hockey of his career right now.
Yeah, I've questioned whether he's the right leader. I question his comments after the season to Steve Yzerman.
Can he be a number one center? All of this.
You know, and I'm sure they had an off-season conversation, because they sparred a little bit publicly, and it looks like Dylan Larkin is doing what Todd McClellan wants night in, night out, but other guys aren't. So do they follow Larkin, and then he truly becomes the captain?
Well, let's call it what it is, too. The issue for this hockey team has not been playing well in the early stretches of the season.
Right.
So this is, I mean, while this is their best start through 10 games, the Wings playing good hockey in the first few months of the year is not a foreign concept.
No, but
the idea that you're going to say it's something, maybe I'm just being unfair. I'm not going to say it's something until we do get to MARCH, until we do see how this team finishes a hockey season.
Well, Larkin's career point total high is 79 in one season. I think it looks like he's getting into the 94-95 range right now. That makes you a playoff team if that happens, in my mind. So I think there's a little something here. Can he sustain his play, and it will elevate everybody? That's what your captain slash leader slash best player slash is supposed to do.
And this is when it's supposed to happen. He's 29 years old. This is very much like your peak as a hockey player. You are right in the spot where you're supposed to be playing your best hockey. So you guys let us know. Something or nothing. We'll take those phone calls and ticket texts. We have our Dan Campbell conversation coming up at 9:35. We also have a winner for our Lions tickets.
Oh, good.
Pete in Waterford.
Well done, Pete.
Want a pair of tickets to see the Lions take on the New York Giants November 23rd and a pair of passes, don't sleep on it, the Lions VIP tailgate at Eastern Market by the Bullseye Group. It's going to be a 3-hour all-you-can-eat plus the open bar 3 hours before kickoff. The Lions VIP tailgate is back. Go to BullseyeEventGroup.com for tickets today. John, did you know who the Lion was?
I do.
Would you say this is one of the tougher ones we've had? Or are you able to figure it out pretty quickly?
Well, if you can Google, you can figure it out.
Over an hour of
radio?
Well,
you can at least trim down some of the options.
So the first clue was, like John Jansen, I'm in the Hall of Honor at my alma mater, but I didn't play at Michigan. I played for the Texas Longhorns. So who are some Lions that played for Texas?
Well, you have Roy Williams, Bryant Westbrook.
Sean Rogers.
Yeah, Sean Rogers.
Probably some more.
Bobby Lane.
Yeah, I suppose we could have gone all the way back to Bobby Lane. The next clue.
Did he or did he not? Why would you say, oh?
You got to consider it.
That's kind of you going SOL. There's something here. Bringing up the curse.
He asked.
I know.
The second clue helps you narrow it down. I was a first-round draft pick by the Lions. So take Sean Rogers out of it. We're not doing Bobby Lane, right? Was Bobby Lane a?
Yeah, it's his first-round pick.
Okay, so he's still
third overall.
It. Okay.
Know your history.
You said it with some bite. So
I traded him because he never had a 100-yard interception return.
Well, that was your last clue, which would rule out Roy Williams and rule out Bobby Lane and leave only Bryant Westbrook for Name That Lion. And by the way, when I was planning this, you start going down the YouTube rabbit hole. This dude laid people out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So watching a hit he had on Notre Dame back in college.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you used to be able to hit.
Yep.
Toughness.
And that 101-yard interception return for a touchdown with the Detroit Lions was your final clue. So Pete and Waterford, enjoy the game. You have another chance to win next Wednesday. Name That Lion. Let's get to Heather with the news.
All right, Jim, you wanted an update. I don't really have an update, but I can tell you the story all over again. This mystery alien spaceship could make contact with Earth today. This is the day.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So there are experts, I guess you could call them that. They are experts who believe that this interstellar comet, you see him out there, John? Anything out there?
Looking out the window.
They say this comet isn't a comet at all. Well, isn't a comet like comets we've seen before, right?
Or is it just a straight-up spaceship?
Exactly. They think it's the alien mothership. It's different than normal comets. It's about the size of Manhattan. And today is the day, because this is the day it's actually going to get closest to the sun. And it's going to use that to, like,
slingshot
itself towards the
Earth. All right.
Yeah. And NASA says, this object has nothing. It's not going to pose any danger to Earth. It's not a spaceship. It's just some
so why it's
space junk.
People's attention, Three-Eye Atlas, yeah. All over my TikTok feed.
Yes.
It's one of only a handful of interstellar objects to make its way
third
into our solar system. Mm-hmm. And its path is unlike anything we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Some of the materials it's like shedding aren't what we expect.
Oh,
so it could just be something we've never discovered. Or it could be something propelled.
Yes.
What's I think
aliens.
Is more interesting is the searches that you have that create the algorithm that this is all over your feed.
I had never seen it until literally today when I saw this article. I was like, I'll share it earlier. And you're like, I've seen this everywhere. I'm like, you have.
You know what it is? Right. Is once you let the video finish and then if it loops again, it goes, oh, you like this. So it starts feeding you more. And I'm like, well,
oh,
yeah.
That's what it is.
And I go, so what is this? What is Three-Eye Atlas?
What you type into that search bar time and time again.
Where is the mothership?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to see a lot of it now too. I keep saying like, because it's like, when is it going to happen? What time will it happen? I can't find
it's also coming from the direction of the wow signal from the 70s, the like weird little transmission that came from outer space that we've never been able to explain. It's coming from
it
could be aliens.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, keep your eyes open.
Yes. So there's a fan in critical condition after falling from the upper deck during an NHL game. This is crazy. It happened during the Pittsburgh Penguins game against the St. Louis Blues at the PPG Paints Arena. Happened pretty early on. Fans say that there was a man wearing a Penguins jersey, was stumbling down several stairs before falling into and tumbling head first over the glass onto the level below.
Did he fall again?
He did. So first he fell to the level below, which was like a suite level, actually hit another person down there before dropping to another level into the walkway. The fan was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. That's all I know. You know, I don't know what happened. Was he suffering a medical emergency? Was he super intoxicated? Was something else at play? I have no idea.
Well, you think about it, in that same city, the Pirates fan.
Yes. Who went over at PNC Park.
Yeah.
Also, he was in critical condition at the time as well. That was super scary.
Yep.
That video made it look like he jumped, but he says he fell.
Maybe he was influenced by aliens. They're already here.
Well, you know, some people do believe that this intergalactic space...
Is it going to mess with our gravity?
It's already sent, like, probes down, and there's already aliens among us. Oh. Yes.
I hadn't seen those TikToks.
was in the article. That was in the article. There's a unique craft cocktail bar in Midtown Detroit that's closing its doors, but I had never heard of it, but it does sound very interesting. It's a bar that pairs its drinks with different fragrances.
Okay.
Castilia, I think is how you say it, and Sumato. They were paired together. One is like a perfumery. The other was this cocktail bar. So like during the day, it was this perfumery. And then at night, you could go get cocktails or mocktails. Uh-huh. And you get your drink and it comes with a scent that's supposed to enhance the drink.
Very artsy.
It is very intimate. It only holds 16 people.
I've been twice.
But it's closing its doors at the end of the year.
I'm sure you're not surprised.
And your favorite scent was?
I don't remember.
Did you go when it was the perfumery?
No, we went for the cocktails, and you can do a flight,
yeah,
and they'll
sure,
put them up.
Uh-huh, yeah. I think he went for the perfumery.
Before I really dove into the article, was this the place that he went to make candles? And he said, no, that was somewhere different.
Ha ha, Jim does stuff with his wife. What a loser. That's Heather with the news. Dan Campbell next, 97.1.
Well, you guys, I've got your tailgate must-have this season. Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. They're absolutely delicious and available in convenient variety, 8-packs. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and my favorite part, 0 bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so you can tailgate like a champ all day long. Look for the can with the sunset stripes and ask for it at your local bars and stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
We'll be right back.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.